This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Welcome aboard. It is Saturday night. It is Kevin McCullough. My monitor's not on. I can't see what's going on. Anyway, we're glad to have you with us on a very, there we go, on a very lovely Saturday evening in New York. It's lovely because the temperature's a little bit cooler than what it was. Not so lovely because it rained literally all day today. It had a, I don't know, we had like a 100% chance of rain. But we're going to talk about vote fraud tonight, 2018. The election's just around the corner, and in the ladies' lounge in the second hour, for those of you that are fans of historical fiction, and some of you that may be observant of a genre called Christian fiction, you will know my guest, Bodhi Taney. She is a best-selling author. I believe 70 or 75 titles that she has penned or co-written, either exclusively or with her husband. And we've got a lot to talk about with her tonight. This will be the first time that she's ever come to any of the Kevin McCullough microphones, so we're looking forward to that. Man, I'm seeing myself on camera for the first time in quite some time. Boy, did I get skinny. It's so weird. I look so tiny on the screen now, and I didn't even, it's, anyway. Thank you, Dr. Melinda Keller, for helping make that happen. I've been on a 38-day cleanse. I'm almost done, two or three more days, and we're calling it quits on this version of the cleanse, but looking forward to having better health now as we've done well. We've survived. Lots of salads, lots of high protein. Anyway, hey, so there's a lot to get to. I don't know if anybody has noticed, but there is this woman named Omarosa. Now, have you noticed Omarosa? Do you know who the Omarosa is? The Omarosa was on The Apprentice the last time that a former co-host of this broadcast was on The Apprentice. And the Omarosa got to hang out with Donald Trump all through the campaign. The Omarosa got a job in the White House after the campaign. And now the Omarosa is on a book tour because she left the White House some time ago. And she's got a book. And she's saying just god-awful things in the book. Stuff like that she is aware that the president used the N-word or something along these. She didn't say in the book that she heard him say it. She said he's aware that somebody once heard him say it or something along those lines. And I'm like, why are you doing this? You're certainly welcome to do whatever you want. It's a free country. Nobody can tell you what to do. But I think that leaving any administration and backbiting against the people that are there is kind of stupid. They're the leaders of the free world. It's like you're going to go out of your way to burn your bridge to the most powerful friends you'll ever have. I mean, even if you parted under really bad terms, why would you go out of your way unless you thought it was going to give you some sort of advantage in the days to come? And I think that that's the kind of person the Omarosa is. What kind of a thing is an Omarosa anyway? It's not even her name. Her name's like Melissa or something. It's like something plain, normal. Just, you know, she has to be the Omarosa. Manigault. Manigault is her last name. That's her real last name. But her first name, something else. Anyway, but she goes by the Omarosa. Kind of sounds like the Ponderosa. Some sort of ranch. You can get out and haul the cattle around. Anyway, 888-340-3373. I don't really want to belabor this, but she's been caught now three or four times in interviews saying things that evidently are different than things that she said in the past, and evidently are also different than the things that she printed in her book. So it's kind of a, I don't know what she's really going to get at. You're going to burn all your bridges. No one's going to believe you. And the one thing you had going for you, which was you had attached yourself to this administration, which is getting a lot of good things done, and now you've just told them, you've told everybody, you're nobody's friend. Like, I wouldn't hire her. I wouldn't hire anybody that left under those circumstances. If you start bad-mouthing, you know, the place you came from, why do I want to pick you up? It's just, I don't know. It just seems, now if there was legitimate, you know, trauma or something that you experienced, I want to know why you left, okay. If I ask you, that's one thing, but anyway, it's crazy. But, you know, this is going to be a crazy year. This is going to be a crazy year. The elections this year are not going to be what the Democrats have said they were going to be since basically Inauguration Day. On Inauguration Day, they said, oh, well, you know, we'll take back the House at the midterms. And this last week, their star, their rising star, the what's the little girl's name from Queens, that Ocasio-Cortez, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she endorsed a whole bunch of candidates, and she went 0 for 7 in her endorsements. The president endorsed 5 people, and it looks like they all won. Now, there's 2 of them that are going to probable recounts, but worst-case scenario, he comes up 3-2. I mean, that's way better than 0-7. But it was just an odd thing, and I'm still getting lots of friends that are Democrats saying, well, you know, look at the margins. The Democrats closed the gap on all these Republicans that they've lost to. And I'm like, yeah, but you still lost. Like, I know that this is your moment. You're supposed to. Historically, you're supposed to take back the House. The first midterm of a new administration, usually the party out of power, surges and takes control of one of the houses of Congress back. There's usually numbers of seats that change hands. Doesn't look like it's going to happen this time. At least not from where I'm sitting. But we'll have to wait and see. All right, so along those lines, I'm looking at the returns from some of the special elections this week. And I know that most Americans didn't follow them. Most Americans didn't care about them. But there was a special election in Ohio for the congressional seat. And then you had primaries for governor and for senator and for congressman all over the place. And so Decision 18, you know, it wasn't just the special election in Ohio. It was a bona fide election going on. So here's what happened. I'm looking at Shannon Bream's Twitter feed. This must have been yesterday. And Shannon's a wonderful, wonderful newscaster for the Fox News Channel. She hosts the 11 p.m. show on their primetime lineup. And every show in that block just kicks Fannie. There's nothing even close to it on cable. They just dominate. Now, she's in the least desirable time slot because she's at 11 p.m. But that's okay. She still wins her time slot. But she does news, basically. It's a late-night news show on the Fox News Channel. And she was tweeting, and she ran across a very interesting little tidbit. And I'm going to have to try to look it up and read it, unless Nick's got it on the screen. Oh, here we go. Yeah, he's got it. Okay, so she goes, well, that's an interesting headline. 170 voters in Ohio's special election race are over 116 years old. The world's oldest person is 115. And then she's got the headline link there, and I can't quite see from the bottom of that graphic where it's from. Oh, it's the Western Journal. Okay, so she's commenting on, well, that's an interesting headline. 170 voters in the District 12 race are over 116 years old. Now, mind you, the world's oldest person is only 115. But we found 170 116-year-olds in the 12th district. Now, I have these conversations all the time, and I think it's kind of funny because people look back at me with a straight face and they go, there's no such thing as voter fraud. Really? Where'd you dig up 170, 116-year-olds? I'm just curious. The Government Accountability Institute, by the way, is the one that got into the records and can tell you the details on this. A guy named Eric Edwards, I think, is the researcher that did it. But is that completely believable? 888-340-3373. Do you think there are 170, 116-year-olds all concentrated in the 12th Congressional District of Ohio? I'm just curious. Do you honestly believe that? Or do you believe the other thing that says that there's no voter fraud that takes place in America? See, I responded very simply on Shannon's threat. I said, very simply, if you oppose voter ID, you're un-American. Let's talk about it next when we come back. It's Radio Night Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some.
So glad you're with us. So welcome to Saturday night, Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. And if you would like to tag along with us on Facebook, we're live there as well. Just go to facebook.com/KMC01, and you can find the video feed. And we've got the video chat going. Someone named Shirley Davenport logged on and goes, I like this commentator. I think she was responding to my gentle ribbing of the Omarosa. But I could be wrong. I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. So here's what went down. Shannon Bream said on Twitter yesterday that she found this interesting headline. 170 voters in the Ohio race for District 12 this week were over 116 years old. And she goes, the world's oldest person is 115. So I said, very simply, a little bit further down in the thread, I said, if you oppose voter ID, there we go, if you oppose voter ID, you're un-American. Look at that, 84 likes, 16 retweets. But I said, if you oppose voter ID, you're un-American. And the comments got kind of surly after that. Because there were some people that didn't take too kindly to me saying that. There was one in particular, and I don't know if we have, I forget his name, but he was one of the first guys that weighed in. But the general attitude is, if you say that voter ID, which is, let me define what I mean by voter ID, okay? Let me break it down for you. It's so sophisticated and complicated and so hardcore to understand. It's so out of reach for the average person to be able to go and do it. A voter ID, something that looks a little bit like your driver's license. Or maybe you could just use your driver's license. Maybe you could do any number of IDs, you know, state, passport, driver's license, any number of things that could possibly substitute as a legitimate, bona fide voter ID. But you just take that to the polling booth with you and show it when you sign in for your ballot. Now, is that... Because what came at me back was, well, you're just racist. You obviously don't want people to get ahead. Okay, so here's this one guy. Andrew Harris, I think is his name. He says, Kev, that's the most ridiculous thing anyone will tweet today. Congrats. I'd more readily assert that if you oppose voter ID, you're un-American, since the only purpose of voter ID is to make it more difficult for some people to vote, which is inherently unconstitutional. So let me understand this correctly. I said, if you oppose voter ID, you're un-American. And he says, if you don't oppose voter ID, you're un-American because all you're doing is making it harder for people to vote. Well, I guess in a sense that you are in a sense making it harder for people to vote. You know, people that shouldn't be voting, for example. People that have some ill intent about maybe trying to cheat the system. See, that's where I'm a little bit confused, because I would think that if we were wanting to have elections that were honest, we would want to know who was casting the ballot. That's just how it strikes me. Am I wrong? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. See, I don't think it's particularly... And then there were a bunch of people that said that I was racist. Well, how is it racist to tell people you have to get a voter ID? there were the typical people that said, do you know how many other things you have to have an ID for? And I'm like, yeah, I know all of the things you have to have an ID for. You want prescription drugs, you want a driver's license, you want to operate a vehicle, you want to get into certain places. There's all kinds of things you have to have an ID for. Why is having it to go cast a ballot in some way a huge burden that evidently some people of some races are being told is too hard for them? I personally don't believe that. I don't think it's... I don't think the people that say this stuff, particularly white people that say this stuff, believe that blacks and Hispanics are too dumb or they're too overwhelmed by the process to be able to go out and get an ID. They literally say this stuff. They literally say, well, you're putting such a burden on people that, well, what's the burden? And I don't care if I'm putting a burden on people as long as everyone has the same burden. Now, it'd be wrong if you said, well, blacks and Hispanics have to have an ID, but whites can vote without one. I'd be against that. It'd be just as wrong to say that whites have to have an ID and blacks and Hispanics don't. It'd be really wrong. It'd be super wrong if Asians didn't have to have an ID and everybody else did. But going back to the point, Shannon pointed out that there were 170 voters evidently that voted last Tuesday that were reportedly 116 years old when the oldest person on planet Earth is 115 years old. I don't think that asking people for voter ID is racist. I think it verifies who's casting the vote. So what is the downside? For those of you that oppose voter identification, I want to know. And I'll put you to the front of the line. If you disagree with me, you always get to go first. I'll put you to the front of the line. We don't have anybody that disagrees with me yet, I don't think. But if you do, I'll put you to the front of the line. Because I really honestly want to know what your honest reasoning is for why a voter ID in this day and age doesn't make sense. I say it's un-American to oppose the program that includes voter ID. I'll tell you why I say that it's un-American. Because if we cheat our elections, if we commit fraud on our elections, and by the way, all the people that were opposing me, they were saying, oh, there's no such thing as fraud. There's no fraud. Almost every person, I went and looked at a bunch of their Twitter pages, almost every one of them thinks that Donald Trump committed fraud in the election of 2016 and that the Russians committed fraud in the election of 2016. So you can't have it both ways. You can't say, oh, there's great potential for Russia to commit fraud and not convince me that if we have people that don't have IDs and just show up. I was doing some more research on this in the Georgia primary this last May. There was a 243% turnout in one voting district of registered voters. 243%, 100% being all of the voters in that county that are registered. So how did you get 243% votes cast on your population when you should have had, at best, 100% participation? 888-340-3373. I want to know your thoughts. What's the deal with the voter ID? Why do people object to it? Why do you object to it? If you object to it, I'll put you on first. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. An airline employee who stole an empty Horizon airplane from a Seattle airport told air traffic controllers he was a broken guy, but he also joked about whether the airline would hire him as a pilot if he landed safely. He didn't. The plane crashed. Gary Beck is Horizon Air's CEO.
To our knowledge, he didn't have a pilot's license. So to be honest with you, I mean, commercial aircraft are complex machines. They're not as easy to fly as, say, a Cessna 150. So I don't know how he achieved the experience that he did.
The man, identified as Richard Russell, did stunts before crashing the plane into a small island. This man saw the crash.
We saw the big plume of black smoke, and we're like, there's something just happened.
Russell told air traffic controllers he didn't want to hurt anyone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, welcome back to New York, Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. Glad you're with us. Coming up in hour two tonight, it is Bodhi Taney, the celebrated author in the Ladies' Lounge. She has never been at any Kevin McCullough microphone, and we're looking forward to having her with us. It should be a good discussion. She writes a lot of historical fiction and a lot of period around World War II, which, interestingly enough, is where we're taking y'all. If you want to come, we're going October 6th through the 16th. We're going to tour Omaha, Utah beaches. We're going to step foot where those boys came ashore and started pushing Hitler back, and we are excited. That's Point du Hoc, if you're looking at your screen right there. That is one of the places where they had to scale those cliffs and take on those guns head on. But we're going to enjoy this time together. We're going to eat fantastically. We're spending 2 days in Normandy, 7 nights in Paris. We're going to be headed to Bastogne. We're going to stop in Champagne and see where the Nazis surrendered to Eisenhower, actually, was the one that accepted their surrender. So we hope that you will be with us and make plans to join us. 888 888- 888-733-9494 is the number, 888-733-9494, 888-733-9494. Please come and join us. All right, let's get to the phones because we've got some interesting people that want to weigh in on the voter ID issue tonight. And let's start, as promised, in Massachusetts with James. James, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough tonight. Hi.
How you doing, Kevin? How you doing?
I'm doing well.
I'm calling in response to what you're saying about the vote, having the ID for to vote. Well, what happened was it's making it very complicated. The founding fathers, there's no record of anybody when they signed the Constitution checking their IDs. So now, the voting process, every American has a right to do this. You have to register to vote, and you're sent to one centralized, location to vote, and that, so there can't be any cheating. One vote can only be cast for each.
Oh, there can
one
be
person.
All kinds of cheating. People can show up and claim to be somebody that they're not.
Well, they definitely could claim up and do that, but they can only cast one vote for that person. Now, what would be?
So, James, let me educate you a little bit here. In two elections ago, right, in New York City, they got caught. There was a union group that got caught busing people from 2 to 3 to 4 polling locations, and the people got out and voted at each one of them. Now,
okay, let me.
Voter IDs would stop that.
In the South, where they made it very complicated for people of color to vote, that was one of the things they do. They made it very, very complicated with IDs.
But we're not in the South anymore, and we're not living in the 1700s or the 1800s.
And I guess we don't have any discrimination anymore either. I imagine you're going to add that to your conversation.
James, hold on. I'm trying to understand your argument. How does being asked to
understand yours?
I thought I made mine clear, but let me just ask you a question to try to understand. How does being asked to present an ID in some way discriminate against somebody?
I don't think I used the word discrimination. I don't think I said that. I don't think I used the word saying that discriminates against people. I think what I said was it made it difficult for individuals. I didn't say discrimination. I'm not saying that. I am not.
But if it makes it difficult for one person, it makes it difficult for all. Like I'm a believer in equal justice. So I want everybody to have to go by the same rules. So if you put in IDs, you got to put IDs in for everybody.
Well, what is the rule now?
No IDs.
Okay, then what's wrong with that rule?
Because we don't know who people are. How do you know who someone is?
How do you know who someone is? Well, the person registers. They are registered to vote. They should be there and allowed to register. Due to the fact they went through the process to register. Now, why would
James, not long ago, I moved to another part of the country. Hold on a second. Hold on. Not long ago, I moved to another part of the country. When I did, I registered to vote. I was never asked for proof of citizenship. All I was asked for was proof of residency. I could have moved in, gotten an apartment, filled out some utility bills and some other things, and registered to vote as a complete non-citizen. I was never forced to. I was never asked when I registered to show my citizenship. And if they don't know who I am, and I move into an area and I decide to register to vote, I'm going to be allowed to vote right now because nobody knows who I am.
Now, this is I'm 57. Okay, and this has been the procedure for the 57 years I've been alive. Now, what is the importance in changing it today?
Because we have, we had close to 6% of non-citizens vote in 2016. The Government Accountability Institute did research, and they said that about 6.4% of non-citizens, which ended up being about 1.2 million people across the country, voted in the 2016 election. Thanks for the call, James. Good stuff. We will talk again sometime soon. It's Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
So glad you're with us. Welcome back. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough, and we're not happier than when we're with you on a Saturday night and talking about some of the things that, I don't know, making news. We've got an election around the corner, Decision 2018, and we will be upping our coverage all the way between now and that November Tuesday when everyone will go to the polls. And what will happen? Will it be a blue wave? Will it be a red wave? Will it be a pink wave? Will it be a turquoise? Who knows? But we're gonna be on top of it. We're gonna be watching it and, of course, commenting on it. But the thing that really kind of I got in trouble for yesterday was I said very simply, look, if you oppose voter ID, you oppose America. Because the sacredness, the honor of our elections, making sure that they have integrity, should be one of the highest priorities that we make in this country. And I said that on Twitter. If you oppose voter ID, you're un-American. If you think that no one needs to show who they are when they go vote, that is an anti-American idea. The lack of accountability has never been an American idea. Accountability, that's an American idea. You give your word, you fulfill your word. That's an American idea. You're responsible for feeding your family. You get up every day and you do your job and not mooch off your neighbors. That's an American idea. Going from bootstraps to, you know, billionaire, that's an American idea. But there's accountability in all those processes. There's not one in most of our voting. And in 2016, the Government Accountability Institute cited that of the 20 million non-citizens that live in the country, approximately 6.4% of them voted. That's about 1.2 million nationwide. That's a lot less than what the president said about the 3 or 4 million in California. I get it. But it's still a lot of illegal votes. Let's go back to the phones. Frank has been waiting patiently in Des Moines, and he normally joins us late in hour two. He decided to jump right in tonight. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Kevin. Long time no hear.
Yeah.
Hey, our voting system is one of the most precious rights we have in this country. I don't understand why we want to leave it to the honor.
I use the term sacred because I think it's almost that holy.
Well, you know, there's some people, and I won't suggest your last caller, but there's some people act like they don't know water runs downhill when it comes to this. I mean, if you remember the trucking system back in the 60s and 70s and how truckers operated on multiple driver's licenses, they didn't get that straightened out until they come up with the CDL system, which computerized all the truck drivers across the country, so you couldn't operate when you got your license revoked in a certain state. You couldn't operate on five or six other driver's license you had.
Right.
I mean, it's just simple. It's simple. And people that provide security, like for people like, oh, I don't know, let's say Rosie O'Donnell, for an example, you know, it's just an added line of defense. You know, I mean, you might have a fence. You might have an alarm system. You might have some dogs. You might have, that last line of defense, that gun in your nightstand. But you don't leave it to any one thing to catch everything. So it's just a layer of ID. And I don't understand why anybody would oppose that.
I don't understand why people of goodwill would oppose it. It's easy to understand why some people would oppose it, because if you're planning on getting illegals to vote or people that are non-citizens to vote, the city of San Francisco, for example, 2 weeks ago decided they're going to let non-citizens vote in all of their local elections. I don't understand that at all. But how difficult is it going to be for those people who are now quasi voters on the dole, going to show up on a presidential year and be able to match their signature to whatever they signed into last time and get to cast a presidential ballot? Like,
the potential for
fraud here is so insane.
They caught in the last Obama's election. I would just want to touch quickly on Omarosa, but they caught in North Carolina, a woman who they alleged voted 8 times.
Yes.
And she acknowledged voting 5.
Right.
So somewhere between 5 and 8, I mean, people who are hear no evil, see no evil, know no evil, they almost invite this stuff. But just quickly on Omarosa.
The Omarosa, yes.
Yes, so the Omarosa. I put this more at the foot of the media. Because if you remember names like, you know, Meghan McCain's claim to fame is because she they brought her on to persistently dump on Sarah Palin. Hey, remember that great boyfriend or husband of the Palin girl that they, you know, was in Playgirl and all, you know, how they just extracted everything they had out of him? Hey, remember Cindy Sheehan? All these good characters that the media used and abused and then dumped on the trash heap of history when they lost it, you know, when their shelf date expired. And this Omarosa, her shelf date's about to expire, and she'll get tossed on the trash heap of history. She'll get her 15 minutes of fame. I'm like you. I don't understand why you would come out, You know the media is out to destroy and take down Donald Trump, and I don't know why you would say anything if you had any respect for Donald Trump.
Well,
why
I think this says a great deal more about her than it does about anybody else. And
yes, it
just reminded me, I guess, why she annoyed me so much on that series that Mr. Baldwin was also in that last time around on Celebrity Apprentice, because she was always kind of a, you know, whatever's best for Omarosa kind of player. And it seems like that's kind of what she's stepping back into now in real life, only this isn't some TV show she's going to get sent home from at the end. At the end, she's not going to have any friends. Like, her life will be, like, you know, completed. Anyway, I got to run, Frank. Good call, as always. Let's quickly talk to Don in Louisville. Hello, Don.
Hey, Kevin. How's everything going?
Doing well. Thanks for the call. What are your thoughts on that voter ID thing?
Well, in Kentucky, it's voter ID, but there's some problems with it. You can use anything. You can use a utility bill, you know, a credit card, and a...
I want a picture. I want a picture and a signature with it.
No,
that's what I want.
You don't need it in Kentucky. And that's the I've worked the polls here for 13 years, and some people even walk up with their cell phone with their name on it and want to vote. Of course, I'm telling you. And, of course, we don't accept that, but I keep telling the judges here and the attorney, oh, I said, these people that come in with a utility bill, we don't know who, you know,
yeah.
We don't know if they're illegal or what.
I have no idea who they are. Nope, I got it, Don. Good stuff. Well, thanks for your volunteer work in the polls and making sure, at least as best you can, that it's going to stay a good process. Appreciate the call, as always. 888-340-3373. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. Coming right back.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPure USA.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, welcome to Saturday night. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Radio Night Live. Love getting together with you on the weekend. And if you want to join me all week long, I'm heard here in New York on AM 970, The Answer, Monday through Fridays at 5 p.m. And you can also join the podcast page and get every broadcast we make throughout the entire week, which includes numbers of smaller podcasts in addition to the full-length broadcast. So you are, and that's found at our website, thebingethinker.com. You can also just go to soundcloud.com and look for Kevin McCullough Radio. You can also just Google Kevin or search Kevin McCullough Radio in iTunes and subscribe that way as well. You'll never miss another episode of the breaking news of the day, what it means, why it matters, and having some fun here on Saturday nights. Let me go to the phones. Charles is calling us from Massachusetts. He's watching Biz TV tonight. Charles, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Good to have you. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. McCullough.
So what's your thought on the voter ID?
Well, there's a history to voter ID, but I think you're right when you say it should apply to everybody. That's number one. Now, the history we know is blacks basically were ID'd, and we refused to vote at the poll. They were also a poll tax to the late 1800s for blacks and into the 19th century that made it difficult to go to the polls for blacks in the South. Now, trying to equate that with voter ID for everybody is not the same.
Yeah.
And I think we're taking the historical discrimination against blacks in the South and trying to equate that with a world demographic that can come in and wait to become American citizens. The waiting period and become an American citizen has a lot of people given the opportunity to register to vote.
Sure. And Charles, good comments. Thank you for the call. We're short on time in this segment, but let me just respond to a couple of things there. If people are coming to this country legally and they are immigrating according to the law, one of the first things they should be given the moment they are a citizen is a voter registration card. I want citizens to vote. I want every citizen to vote. I want every citizen from every corner of this country to vote every time they are up for an election. I think that's a sacred process. What I don't want are people who are citizens that aren't voting, and I don't want people that aren't citizens who are voting. And I don't think it's discriminatory or racist or prejudiced in any way to say that only Americans should be voting in American elections. That's the way it works. You're not an American citizen. Vote in the place where you are a citizen. And if you want to vote in an American election, become an American citizen. It's just that simple. Anyway, hour number two is up next. We're going into the ladies' lounge tonight. Bodie Taney, the celebrated author, joining me.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
9494. That's